If you still think of a school nurse as someone who dispenses Band-Aids, you haven't talked to Donna Kozorowski. She's the supervisor for health services for New Haven Public Schools, and the operative word in her world is complex.
So many of our children are becoming more and more complex as medicine and technology and healthcare allow them to survive and thrive and come to school.
The National Association of School Nurses estimates that 16% of children in school today have chronic physical, emotional, or other health problems. The impact on school nursing is profound. Mike Cargiulo, president of the Connecticut Association of School Nurses, says it's often complicated just making sure a student can get to class, much less learn.
There's a lot of children who require wheelchairs, a lot of children who may be nonverbal. They have very often a complex combination of diagnoses like cerebral palsy and maybe a swallowing dysfunction and speech impairment or hearing or vision.
Besides understanding insulin pumps and evolving medication, school nurses have to make quick medical diagnoses on their own. Cargiulo says the public needs to recognize how the demands of the school nurse job have grown.
We need that to be valued financially. We need that to be valued legislatively, administratively. We need it to be as valuable as a good teacher.
Peggy Schoen is the school nurse for the K-8 Wintergreen Magnet School in Hamden. On her way to her office, she stops by a bake sale to check for the presence of tree nuts or peanuts. She says 8% of her students have allergies now, a number that's grown significantly since she took the job 12 years ago.
There were children here with asthma and also with food allergies, but they have doubled. But I have one full cabinet of inhalers back then, and now I have two full cabinets of inhalers. The epinephrine pens are also up to 50 right now. I had to rearrange my cabinet so I could fit them all in.
Schoen is in touch by walkie-talkie with staff who teach students who have insulin-dependent diabetes. Then there are the walk-ins.
I average 60 to 80 children a day will just walk through the doors and need something. About 15 to 20 of them come every day to receive a routine medication. You know, a few of them for the stimulant for ADHD, and the rest of them for inhalers before they go to gym.
Cargiulo of the Connecticut School Nurse Association says that one critical issue is the ratio of nurses to students. Right now, Connecticut law requires every school district to have one nurse. Connecticut averages one nurse to every 450 students, but the actual number depends on the town.
There are what a lot of politicians or sociologists might refer to as two Connecticuts. So we have areas and pockets of very wealthy communities that have lots of resources and pockets of our bigger cities that are struggling with being able to afford and figure out how to do this.
Donna Kozorowski is part of a newly appointed School Nurse Advisory Council to make recommendations to the Connecticut legislature about requirements that might better reflect what the job of a school nurse has become.
So the role of the school nurse is challenging. I think it's exciting. It's frightening sometimes, and I say that because as an ex-ER nurse, when you're working in a school, you don't have the support of other healthcare professionals. You're the only professional in the building. So you really better know what you're doing, and you better know how to do it fast, because there are times when that has to be done.
The Advisory Council will report to the State Commissioners of Education and of Health and to members of the General Assembly by February 1st. They, in turn, will advise regional boards of ed about the recommendations for change. For school nurses, change can't come soon enough. Allison Freeland, WSHU News.